Gunners and Alley when you wake up.
Waking up next to
Gunners and Alley, the perfect blend for breakfast.
91.7 The Wave.
Good morning, it's Ghoulers and Howley on this Halloween for 2019.
You've been working on that, haven't you?
Just a little bit.
Oh, of course, today is Halloween, or All Hallows Eve, or All Saints Day, or Samhain, or Samhain, or Day of the Dead. Basically, the Halloween of today is a cultural mashup which combines different celebrations from different cultures and religion, all from different times in history. But one that we have taken on is trick-or-treating, and of course, that's going to go down this afternoon. Kids just know basically for Halloween they get to dress up and go trick-or-treating for lollies. So make sure you're safe when you take your kids trick-or-treating and that they know all of the do's and don'ts. And also, if people do come to your door and you don't want them to, there are signs. We'll post them up on Facebook that you can put on your door if you say you don't want to take part in trick-or-treating. Or if you do, then, you know, do what I do and totally bling out your house and scare the crap out of kids when you come to the door. So much fun. Now, dressing up in costumes, Gunners, or Ghoulers, should I call you, was once a way to hide from ghosts, so that's why they kind of did it, to like blend in with the spirits on this
right.
on this creepy day.
That.
Yeah. So being Halloween, we're going to do a few little Halloween themed things throughout the day, including the random facts and, you know, just making it a bit of fun.
Plus all the usual stuff like kiss tickets, lotto tickets and the lucky fiver. But meantime, back into it.
We can't not have Halloween without this song.
It is the quintessential Halloween song.
Let's
Michael Jackson's Thriller, right here on The Wave, and happy Halloween. And a fairly ghoulish track there from Talking Heads, Psycho Killer.
Yes.
Nice one, I haven't heard that one. And the live version as well.
Oh, I love the live version.
It's nearly 7 o'clock.
I'm currently watching The American Horror Story 1984. It's set in the 80s. It's a nod to the slasher films like Halloween and Friday the 13th. And Psycho Killer, that song featured on one of the episodes. And so I was like, oh, that's a really good song.
Great
Which is
song.
Why we have pulled it over into our Halloween show this morning.
Yeah, fair enough. 91.7 The Wave, good morning. It's Gunners and Alley, or what are we calling
Ghoulers
ourselves?
Ghoulers and Howley.
And yes, Hungry Like the Wolf.
There we go.
Continuing the theme of playing the occasional scary track.
I like it.
Or scary themed. Anyway.
Yeah, Hungry Like the Wolf, Werewolf.
Yeah.
There's the time.
That's where we were going with that one.
Or stalking, you know, whatever. It's good.
It's 21-8. It's time to play A Kiss Goodbye.
Yeah, stalking's not good. I just mean the song's good because it's tied in with Halloween.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
Had to clarify.
Time to give away some more Kiss tickets. 91.7 The Wave. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, it's Alan from Ravenswood.
Hello, Alan from Ravenswood. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Are you a huge Kiss fan?
Well, my first concert was Kiss, without parents, was Kiss at VFL Park in Victoria.
Oh, my God.
A massive diehard Kiss fan then. I'm just really hoping that you know the lyrics to this song that Gunners is going to read out so we can send you along to this amazing end of the road tour, which is the last time Kiss will be performing in Perth.
Okay.
Are you ready, Alan?
My fingers are crossed. My mind is thinking.
Okay, here we go. The sun goes down like a bad, bad dream. You're wound up tight, got to let off steam. They say they can break you again and again. If life is a radio, turn it up to 10.
Oh, God.
It's so hard when there's no tune, right?
I know. I'm going to go with, is it Crazy, Crazy Nights?
Crazy, crazy, crazy nights. Well done, Alan.
Thank you very much.
Alan, you've won the ticket. So excited for you. Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
So now you can go and see Kiss for the second time in 40 years.
I know. Good that. First and last.
First and last. Loving it. Congratulations, Alan. Super happy that you get to go along. Thanks for playing.
Thank you. Thanks very much, guys.
Okay, so because today's Halloween, I'm going to give you a Halloween fact, but not one that I've usually given in times gone by. This one is more movie related.
Okay.
So in the 1978 movie Halloween.
Oh, the one with Jason?
No, that was Friday the 13th.
Right.
Michael Myers was the evil villain in that franchise.
Groovy, baby!
No, not Mike Myers, Michael Myers.
Ah, right, sorry.
Right, yeah. But here's my fact. Did you know the mask that he wore was actually a William Shatner mask?
What do you mean?
Well, the film was on such a tight budget that the crew used the cheapest mask they could find, which just happened to be a Star Trek Captain Kirk mask played by Shatner. They spray painted it white and altered the eye holes And there they had it, Michael Myers.
I thought it was an ice hockey mask.
Again, you're thinking of Jason.
Oh, I am too. Always getting my horror movies mixed up.
Clearly not your genre. And that's Ali's random Halloween fact right here on The Wave.
Time to play Lucky Numbers. What's the number we're thinking of?
13.
Number 13. What gave it away? We let the black cat out of the bag with that one, didn't we?
Well, well done for picking it up, and that correct guess has given you a chance to win $20 million on Saturday.
Oh, great. Thank you.
No, thank you. That Slick Pick ticket's all yours thanks to the Lucky Charm Australia Post, Meadow Springs and Secret Harbour. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, no worries. I need it.
91.7 The Wave. Good morning. It's Ghoulas and Howley here for breakfast and Fastball The Way.
I love that song.
What's so scary about Fastball?
What do you mean? What's so scary about Fastball? Listen to the lyrics. The children woke up. They couldn't find them. They left before the sun came up that day. Where were they going without ever knowing the way? And then they roved. They walked on. He's paved with gold. It's always summer. They never get cold.
So they're dead?
They're dead.
Oh, okay.
But you know, it's based on a true story as well of Layla and Raymond Howard, an elderly couple from Texas who drove to this annual Pioneer Day festival and they never returned and they couldn't find them. They disappeared.
So it is a scary song.
It is a scary song. And the band heard this story in a report and thought, ooh, this would make a great spooky song. And there you have Fastball's The Way, which I thought was perfect for Halloween. Because it's Halloween today, I'm giving you a spine-chillingly spooky hard word. I'm sure you're going to scream this one in. The word is macabre. Now, some people do say macabre, but the correct Google pronunciation is macabre. So, does it mean A, repulsive, B, ghoulish, or C, disturbingly gory?
Well, all three of them, really. But if you had to pick one, I'd have to go with C.
And you'd be correct, because that is the one it is. Disturbingly gory or shockingly repellent, inspiring horror. Ghastly, grim, grisly, gruesome, sick, alarming. It's all what macabre means. And it's today's hard word for Halloween right here on The Wave. It's been so much fun doing the Halloween thing with you this morning.
I've had
a great time. Oh, gosh. Yes, there we go. Love it.
Enjoy your day. Enjoy your Halloween if that's what you do.
And be nice to the trick-or-treaters. Kids just want candy, really. Come on. Or lollies. Sorry, lollies.
And they've got to be sugar-free and gluten-free and nut-free.
And dairy-free.
If you were watching Today Tonight last night.
Yeah, well, I think kids pretty much know, and parents can monitor that when they get their bags home.
Sure.
So, you know, otherwise it's just, what's the point of Halloween?
Exactly right.
Now you can have Gunners and Ali anytime, day or night. Podcasts at 91.7thewave.com.au.